I'm afraid I've got some bad news.
You're listening to the People's Podcast on thingsdezsays.net.
About this, Randy Orton used to come out to this song. So long and boring. Like
it's
most,
the chorus, isn't it? It's the chorus we love.
Yeah. The other part is pretty boring. Like much of Randy Orton's promo work. I just wanted to get to the chorus. That's the part anybody ever knows. Here we go.
Ready? I want to go and kick someone in the head now.
This is his pre-kicking people in the head days.
It is.
This is his legend killer days.
When he was killing legends such as Mick Foley.
Mick Foley and The Rock.
The Rock. The Undertaker, until The Undertaker decided he's not ready to die yet.
Nah, yeah.
He had a match with Hulk Hogan at SummerSlam.
Oh, that's true, he did. With when he flirted with Brooke Hogan, remember that?
Yeah.
They put Brooke Hogan on WWE television at one point.
With Randy Orton.
Yeah. They thought, nothing could go wrong here.
you put a diva, well, she wasn't even a diva, but she's not even a diva, but you put a female in the same storyline as Randy Orton.
Yeah.
What can go wrong?
Yeah, nothing can go wrong here.
Anyway. Just ask Stacey Keibler.
Yeah. This is basically the Randy Orton is awesome edition of the People's Podcast on thingsdeathsays.net. Because on Monday, Randy Orton was in fact awesome.
He was. Actually, he's been awesome for the last couple of weeks,
That's true. Last week, he was pretty great, too.
Everyone was so excited about this Rollins-Ambrose match for Hell in a Cell. And usually Cena's the one to build all the matches that he has, all that he's involved in. But Randy Orton.
Randy Orton was very good on, he was very good on the go-home show. And he was very good on Monday, right after Hell in a Cell. He was great.
He decided to take matters into his own hands for once.
Yeah, he did. So they are on the verge of turning Orton
babyface,
which is cool
if they handle it properly.
Well, it looks like they are. So they're doing
for
it
the
right.
First time ever in life,
they're doing it right to begin with. There will be no kicking bitches in the head, as I enjoy so much.
I miss those days, though, don't you?
Oh, those are my favorite days.
Because Randy Orton was so, he didn't matter whether he was boring or not cutting great promos. At the end of the day, Randy Orton's sole job was to kick people in the head.
Yes, and make it awesome.
And make it look awesome. I mean, anyone that kicks Shane McMahon and Stephanie in the head is all right with me.
That's right.
You shouldn't kick Vince, though, bless his heart.
No. So they're turning him babyface, which means we're going to get something that I'm really looking forward to, which is a Randy Orton-Seth Rollins feud, which they have already They've started building in that direction.
That could potentially be awesome.
I think it very well could be. And so that leads us to Survivor Series, where Randy Orton is the focus of Survivor Series. I think he's going to be. He's going to be off TV for a little bit to make a movie.
The Condemned 2?
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Is Steve Austin also going to be in that or no?
No, no. That's why they got Randy Orton.
The new Steve Austin.
Indeed. Although Randy Orton in his last movie, apparently that was one of the few movies that got really good reviews.
Which one was that?
Was it called That's What I Am or something?
Oh, God. I still don't know what that movie was about.
Have you seen it?
No.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so he's going to be off TV to make the movie, but he should.
He's not coming over here, which is disappointing.
Yeah, well, he needs a break from you guys.
Hey.
I think he'll be back by Survivor Series.
Oh, yeah.
And so I think he'll be the focus of, I think the storyline's going to be like, well, what team is Randy Orton going to be on? And then
they could do it one of two ways. He could screw the Authority. Like, he could be on their team and then RKO Rawlins, I'm assuming.
Yeah, at the very end.
At the very end. Or he could just join Cena's team.
Yeah, I think, like, for the go-home show, he can, like, join Cena's team and people will be like, what? No way! And then, because the whole storyline right now is that John Cena can't get people on his team because they're all afraid of the Authority.
Apart from Ziggler, apparently.
Apparently. But who is not afraid of the Authority? Well, I would offer forth Mr. Randall Keith Orton.
He should be afraid.
He's not, though.
Because the Authority have a big red demon on their team.
That's true. But it's a big red demon that never wins.
Doesn't win anymore, does he? Bless him.
No, he doesn't. He just gets people disqualified.
Yeah.
That's all he does now.
And spray fire extinguisher in people's faces.
The last two Raws, he's the one that's gotten everybody disqualified. He's a jerk. Stupid Kane.
What have they done to poor Kane? See, No Evil 2 is coming out, though, so I think he doesn't care anymore.
He's just hanging out.
Yeah.
Yeah, the movie's out.
What if it's better than the first one? I doubt it.
We should have reviewed it for Halloween.
We should have.
Eh.
The first one was good, though, wasn't it?
I enjoyed the first one. It was quite good.
Jacob Goodnight.
It was cheesy and campy and just a wonderful film.
Indeed. And we say it often that Kane in real life is actually one of the nicest guys.
He is. But when he
hear him on interviews and he's just a sweetheart, bless him.
When he can go from very nice man to terrifying murderer, you know you got something there with Kane.
And tearing doors off Hell in a Cells?
Yeah.
Oh, I miss those days.
Those days.
Those days.
So
yes, but we should talk about this.
Randy Orton was, I think, on two segments on Raw.
Yeah, he was in two. And both segments were awesome.
They were both awesome. And think about this, okay? Because the show started with surprise of all surprises, an Authority promo.
Surely not.
I know. And it was boring, and it was boring. And then Randy Orton came out, and the second Randy Orton came out, it got awesome.
It got really interesting in a very quick... Business picked up, to quote a certain Jim Ross.
He ran. It was the fastest entrance Randy Orton has made in years. He was out of breath when he came out. I thought he's
channeling his Ultimate Warrior type thing.
Yeah, it was nuts. And he just started yelling at a speed I did not know Randy Orton was capable of having.
And he was stuttering too.
Yeah. Well, he was mad for us.
He was mad.
Yeah. Oh, man. And he said, damn it, Authority. You didn't take care of the Seth Rollins problem. Seth Rollins curb stomped me last week and you haven't done anything about it. And I told you I was going to do something about it. And... Triple H was awesome here because
when Triple H started to yell,
he was trying to he was holding Randy Orton back. He was telling him, "Hey, you need to stop it."
Like a child, he was kind of talking to him like,
"Just go have a drink. You're off for the night." And then Randy Orton just said, "Screw you!" And he RKO's Seth Rollins, and Seth Rollins take this amazing like face first bump with his arms splayed out. It was like such a perfect cartoon fall. It was
Randy
awesome.
This is the way we want Randy Orton to. This is one the way we've always wanted Randy Orton to be.
Everybody here was so great. I love this segment.
You know when Triple H yells, you know something big's going to happen. Because he doesn't yell for no reason, does he, that Triple H?
He's a calm man.
For the most part.
Except
when Batista beats him for the title at WrestleMania.
Oh, yeah.
I love that promo. You were at that show, weren't you?
I was at that show. He was very upset. One of my favorite...
He was. He was very upset. Can you imagine being in the front row? He comes right up close to your face. He wanted to ram it down everybody's throat.
All right.
Okay, we should really talk about the other big thing that happened at Hell in a Cell, shouldn't we?
Which was?
The 2 out of 3 falls match, Des.
Oh, yes. Cesaro is done.
He's finished.
His push is legit over. Yeah, let's talk about the decline of Cesaro.
What happened?
What did he do?
I think that run with Paul Heyman didn't help him, to be fair.
He loses a 2 out of 3 falls match, 2 falls straight on Sunday. And then the following day, Dean Ambrose beats him to death with a microphone.
Not with a chair. Not with a lead pipe. A microphone.
Yeah, he just hit him repeatedly with a microphone.
Now, granted, Ambrose had a legit reason to be mad. We'll get to that. But what the hell? What happened? Cesaro was meant to be the breakout star of this year.
Not anymore. Now he's just getting beat up with... noise-making devices.
Now, see, remember how we were saying Ziggler was the one that everyone was forgetting about? Now he's getting... And Cesaro's taking a back seat. What the hell's going on here?
Well, we can't always have what we want.
Indeed. Well, remember, they wanted to turn Cesaro face at one point. As I said, I don't think that run with Paul Heyman helped him much. He was doing fine on his own.
He did get lost in the shuffle, I think, eventually. Yeah. So they've forgotten about Cesaro, I feel like. And but the good news is Ryback is back for us.
The big guy.
He has returned
as a face.
He's just killing dudes, and people love him.
And you know what? It's good. You kind of know that he's back as a baby face because they started the music with the "Feed Me More" thing. Once you know that, once you hear that, you know he's coming back as a face.
Yeah, it's kind of weird that they're doing that since he made fun of it for years.
He did, didn't he?
He did. He didn't want to do it anymore. Didn't he call him "Feed Me Morons"?
He did. Yes. Now they could go a couple of ways with this. They could build it and build it and build it, so he can have a match with Rusev eventually.
That would be cool.
That's the way I'm hoping they go, because it makes sense, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Two big guys and two guys that are killing people.
Ryback can stand up for America.
Yeah. And then if he loses, JBL can just rail on him for weeks on end.
Oh, God. He won't lose.
You don't think Ryback would lose?
I don't know. I actually have no idea.
Because remember you telling me that what they're planning to do is have Rusev versus Cena.
That is what I thought they were planning on doing. I mean, they might still do it. I don't know.
They might still do it, but Ryback's a good substitute. Well, for that kind of match, I think Ryback would do well in it.
Yeah. I mean, it would make sense for John Cena to want to defend America, but I think
if you want to give Ryback a legit push again, this is a good way to do it.
By the way, the tribute to the troop show is usually like the lamest show. Like, nobody cares about it. It's a nice gesture, but it's just a show.
The ones in Iraq were pretty good, though, to be fair. You know, when they went out of the country, because they were kind of interesting.
This year, though, I think that could possibly be the show with the most heat. If you do a Rusev match over there at one of the military bases.
Yeah.
That would be
awesome.
Have him
lose that tribute to the troops.
I wouldn't have him lose, but I would have him wrestle a very fiery babyface.
Where's The Rock when you need him?
I think that would be awesome.
It's true, I agree, actually. But who would you get?
Oh. I would even just, like, put him in a...
Sarge out of retirement. No, kidding.
Put him in a six-man with someone and just, like, have him, his team versus Cena's team.
There you go. That works.
I think that'd be cool.
Even if he does lose, it doesn't really harm him, does it?
Yeah, I would watch.
As long as you don't get him pinned. He shouldn't be pinned, though.
No, you can't pin him. Someone else can take the fall. But it'd be great, just for the face-off, and people would be into it.
Hmm.
Yeah. Is
there a tribute to the troops this year? They haven't announced anything. I'm sure there will be.
Yeah, they usually don't announce them anymore. They're just kind of random shows now.
I used to like the ones in Iraq, because it just kind of did some cool stuff.
Yeah, well...
random helicopters lying around.
What do they do now? Do they just send a couple of them?
They send a couple of them, but they do, like, a show at a military base, don't they?
Yeah.
And you have, like, Diddy's chilling out there. Last year, there was some controversy with CM Punk and somebody.
Oh, they are doing one, remember? Because they had a Florida-Georgia line that they
were... Oh, of course!
Yeah.
How could I forget that segment when they were seeing a commentary talking about absolutely nothing?
Maybe Mizdow will get his revenge at that show.
Oh, he should.
They should do Rusev,
Mizdow, by the way.
Rusev and
Miz.
The Mizes versus Florida Georgia Line and John Cena.
John Cena. Oh, God.
That would be awesome.
No, it wouldn't. I'd rather watch Snooki wrestle again.
Yeah, that was fine.
Yeah.
I think she's busy being a mom, though.
Oh, is she? Okay. Well, God bless her.
Yeah.
You know what else was pretty good on the Hell in a Cell show? The tag team match.
Honestly, I didn't pay attention to it, but I heard
thought it was pretty good. The Usos and the Dust.
Yeah, I've just seen that match too many times at this point. I'm over it.
Yeah, but the Usos are usually pretty good when it comes to that kind of thing, so you shouldn't really... They're not going to give you a bad match, to be fair.
They're not. We need more tag teams. I think The Miz and Mizdow should just become a permanent tag team, because they have such a great act.
The Mizes?
The Mizes.
The Mizes. What do you call them, though?
I don't know.
You call them the Mizes?
The Mizes.
The Two Mizes.
A Tale of Two Mizes.
Ah!
Yeah.
There's a movie right there.
That'd be good.
Yeah. Can you imagine the promos?
No. It was the best of Miz. It was the worst of Miz.
Dow.
That'd be good.
Paige is still your women's champion. It's a really weird match, though. Strange.
I think Paige was high on Monday.
She was.
I think she was pretty stoned when she went on commentary. I don't know if she was, like, hanging out with Rob Van Dam backstage or...
Whether they were talking, he was giving her some advice.
Yeah, and he, like, I don't know, he passed her his pipe, or I don't know what the deal was. But she was,
She was on cloud nine and a half.
She was having a great time on Monday.
She really was. JBL didn't know where to go, bless him.
Yeah, JBL was confused. He's like, all right, this girl's personality, I'm afraid.
This isn't a normal Paige who's very quiet and just brooding and aggressive. She doesn't say much. She was all over commentary on Monday.
Yeah, she owned it. I hope she does more commentary like that.
I hope so, too, because it was very entertaining.
It was very awkward.
Yeah, it made the Divas match very end. Even King was quiet.
He was. I forgot he was there. I think King was just like, all right, I'm just going to sit here and enjoy this.
I'm just gonna sit here and watch my JBL squirm. At one point, she was like, "So, JBL, you want my number?" Right? I'm like, "Whoa, hang on a second."
At one point, I completely forgot Jerry Lawler was there.
Bless him, Michael Cole tried to keep control, tried to make it relevant.
Oh, that was a great segment. If you go back to Raw and just watch that segment, not for the match, just for
forget the match. AJ won. I'll just tell you that.
Yeah, and then Paige murdered Alicia Fox,
which is quite funny in its own right because she just started yelling at her for no reason.
Yeah, I don't understand what they're doing with Paige.
They're gonna ruin Paige if they're not careful.
She's just her gimmick is that she has no friends, I guess.
Well, it's a Divas division. They don't usually generally have friends, do they? Unless you're Laycool.
Oh, yeah. Everyone was friends with Laycool.
Yeah, but generally these friendship things don't work into the Divas. And you know what disappoints me even more? Dez broke this horrible news to me a couple of weeks back on Monday. Or was it last Monday? Paige is going to be on Total Divas.
Yep.
Now, unless Saraya Knight pops up in one of these episodes, I'm going to be very disappointed.
Yeah, yeah.
By the way, it's not going to make me watch Total Divas. Just saying.
You put the wrong member of the Knight family on a reality television show.
Yeah, I think so. Because if Saraya Knight was on Total Divas, I'd watch that.
Because virtually any other member of that family would be awesome on this show. Like if you put Stevie Knight on there, the Zebra Kid on there. If you put Zach Zodiac on there or Saraya, but no, you had to put Paige on there.
Now, bless her, if she's high all the time, you might get some interesting bits on it.
Yes, if she violates the wellness policy enough, she will be great.
But I wouldn't recommend her, you know, violating the wellness policy.
Actually, you know what? I don't think marijuana is on their wellness policy, which is another discussion.
Didn't they just update the wellness policy? I think it's a fine if you get caught with it.
It's a fine, but you won't get suspended for it. I think. Remember with the Evan Bourne controversy, it was like he got caught with fake. It was like a marijuana substitute.
Yeah, fake marijuana.
And he got suspended for that. But if he had actually smoked
and then,
pot,
was it Randy Orton got caught with it at one point? He got like a 30-day suspension.
Yeah, but if you actually smoke pot, you would just get a fine.
Which is why RVD still has a job.
That's basically it. I bet he pays a fine like every week.
Oh, he must do. He has to. Which is why maybe Jeff Hardy wants to come back one day. He can just pay a fine.
Yeah.
I don't think Jeff Hardy touches anything anymore, to be fair.
I don't know what he does.
I don't think he's allowed anymore. I think even when he takes like cough syrup, he has to, his wife has to administer it.
He has to report it to TNA.
He has to. All the medicines are childproof, like everything Jeff Hardy proof.
He's like, all right, before you say anything, I took some NyQuil the other night. I was feeling.
I had a bit of a runny nose and a cold. Yeah. I just wanted to sleep.
Yeah, I was feeling under the weather, you know.
Ah, yeah. Jeff Hardy, bless you.
Jeff Hardy,
yes.
All right, Dean Ambrose is just kind of moving on in his life.
He's moving on in his life. Okay, let's tell him what happened to him. So, all right, it was a really good match, actually, for what it was.
They tried to be different.
He took a Mick Foley-esque bump. Well, half a Mick Foley-esque
It was
a
Shawn Michaels bump.
Yeah, from Bad Blood 97, yeah.
Yeah.
They
both took the Shawn Michaels bump, and actually, it was pretty much the same finish from that Hell in a Cell, except Bray Wyatt didn't rip the door off. He just kind of...
He was there.
...magicked his way into the ring.
It was basically the Edge finish from the Batista match.
Sure.
Remember, Edge was just there.
Yeah.
Just randomly appeared. Gave Undertaker a spear and that's it.
Yeah, and then they built... That's where they built to the Mania match, right?
Yeah, well, it started there, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's basically what they did here.
Bray Wyatt did his creepy, weird promo thing. I don't know what he was saying. And it was Latin.
You would think that there would be an explanation as to why Bray Wyatt attacked Dean Ambrose. But no, in fact.
Let me ask you a question.
Go on.
Do you have any idea still why he attacked Chris Jericho?
I don't know why do you not like Chris Jericho, Bray Wyatt? You've beaten him. Chris Jericho is gone. The feud is over. I still have no idea why you attacked him. I still do not know.
I don't know. I don't have no idea.
You guys spent 3 months fighting on my television, and I still don't know what the basis of your disagreement was. Wrestling isn't hard. It's not a hard concept. Tell me why you don't like each other, and then fight for it.
Yeah, look, Randy Orton is a perfect example of that right now.
Yeah, he's pissed off at Seth Rollins. Seth Rollins kicked him in the face last week. That would make me angry. Good. You can fight for it. That makes sense.
I generally am baffled as to what the heck. Like, Chris Jericho hadn't been on TV for a year.
Yes. He came out and he was happy, and then Bray Wyatt.
The fans are happy.
Yeah, and then Bray Wyatt just attacks him again.
And for 3 months, he tells us he says stuff, but it doesn't make any sense.
And again, I feel like we're gonna have the same situation with Dean Ambrose. And this one is more important because Bray Wyatt cost him a main event on a $55 pay-per-view.
Well, not well. Well, for a monthly undisclosed fee.
Yeah, or a monthly undisclosed fee. He attacks him. He costs him this match that Ambrose has been wanting for months. And now he's
And he's not going to tell him why.
Yeah, he's just telling him to run.
Bray Wyatt, when he was feuding with Cena, was very good because there was a reason for why he was telling Cena what he was telling Cena.
Not only was Bray Wyatt at that point cutting awesome promos, but they made sense and they made me want to watch them fight because I understood the point of contention between the two.
Even before that, the stuff with the Shield, when he was, you know, the Wyatt family versus the Shield, there was a reason behind it.
Yeah, they were both dominant factions in the company and they wanted to fight and see who was better. Awesome.
His promos before then, the stuff with Daniel Bryan was just weird anyway.
Yeah. They I think their problem is that they have a guy like Bray Wyatt who's so good at talking, and he has such an amazing delivery.
Unlike his brother who doesn't.
Oh, God. And they lose track of the fact that they're not actually having him say things that make sense.
That make any sense.
He's just saying words.
I wonder who's writing these promos. I'd love to know.
I don't know. But whoever's writing them, please make them make sense.
Because if you look at a generic Triple H promo, what he says is to the point, usually.
Yeah. I'm going to beat you, I'm going to make you lose, and I'm going to win, and then I'm going to go do other things, because I'm Triple H, damn it.
Yeah. I mean, but this doesn't seem like a Triple... This seems too convoluted. It really does. Yeah. I don't know if Vince has a say in what Bray Wyatt's on about, because Vince can make stuff confusing sometimes.
I don't think this is something that either of the guys are actively looking at. I think this is something that you just have assign to whoever's on the writing team.
True, maybe. But have you heard what Randy Orton does when he doesn't like something?
What does he do?
He just says, go ask, his default answer is, go ask Triple H. Which other, in other words, no.
There you go.
Everyone wants you to do that. You don't like saying, go and ask Triple H. Oh yeah, because Triple H has that much time.
Yeah.
He has enough time. So yes, Survivor Series. I hope we have a bunch of good Survivor Series. I like these elimination matches. They're fun.
We're having one.
You think that's all we're going to get?
I think so.
Oh,
we're
man.
Having one. We're going to have Team Cena versus Team Authority. And as we all said, right. I think...
Let's see. Team Cena, I think the Usos will be on Team Cena because they have a thing. They're friends usually.
They have established that they're friends.
So I think the Usos will be in there.
The Usos, I think Ziggler will be on it, and I think Randy Orton will be on it.
Then you got Randy Orton as a fifth. Unless they do a swerve, in which case, you know, Randy Orton's on the other team, they might just have four only.
I think they said it's 5-on-5.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
Well, we might have a fifth, and someone will get injured.
What if they put... So Team Authority then would be...
Rollins.
Rollins, Kane, Orton.
Kane.
Will they put Orton. Hunter on... Will Hunter be on it?
Now, we had this discussion. Hunter only comes out for WrestleMania.
All right.
There's a water shortage.
They won't be in California, though.
I know, there's not enough water. He only comes out for Mania matches. It's an unwritten rule.
Okay, so...
You might be Survivor Series. I doubt it, though.
What about Reigns? Do you think Reigns will be ready?
Ooh. No, I don't think they're going to bring him back to the Rumble, if I'm honest.
All right. I think they want to bring him back as soon as possible.
You think he's ready?
I don't know if he's ready. That's the thing. Like, I don't know if they're in a position...
I wouldn't rush Roman Reigns back, though.
Yeah. Well, the thing was, the timetable was like 6 weeks to...
3 months.
Yeah, and I don't think they're in a position to where, if he's ready, I think they're going to bring him back. Like, I don't think they're in a position to wait until the Rumble because they're really short on baby faces.
Well, if they're turning Orton face, then you'll be all right, won't you?
You've got Orton, and you're going to have Ambrose, who's being pushed down to the bottom.
Ah, I forgot about Ambrose.
Yeah,
could be, but I think Ambrose will be having that thing with Bray at Survivor Series. So.
Yeah, he's stuck.
Unless you put Bray on Team Authority, but I don't think you want to do that.
I mean, you could, and just delay the one-on-one match for another month.
Yeah, it's TLC. Like,
no one would care.
Yeah. I still think that you could put Big Show on Team Cena if you wanted to. I mean, they usually get on pretty well.
I think he's going to be wrestling Mark Henry.
Which is the worst heel turn of all time. That's one of the...
Nobody hits me. My favorite thing is when 400-pound Mark Henry just goes, "That hurt."
Yeah.
That hurt. Yeah. I love that.
Okay, Mark Henry, no one hits you. You're in a wrestling match, brother.
Nobody
You're in a contact sport.
I love that.
Nobody hits me.
I love heel Mark Henry. He's my favorite thing of all time.
Nothing can beat that heel turn that he had last year, though.
Oh, with
nothing with Cena.
Oh, the retirement.
Yeah,
that was so great, and that lasted all of a month.
Well, and then he got injured.
Yeah,
that's the thing with Mark Henry. That's the one thing you can say about Mark Henry's career. Just when he's getting somewhere, he gets hurt.
My favorite thing is when they acknowledge sexual chocolate on one day, and Michael Cole's just like, "Oh, I guess the fans have been watching the WWE Network."
Network, yeah.
Screw you, dude.
A horrible, horrible gimmick that was. Oof. Yeah. Some of the stuff that Mark Henry has had to do over the last 15, 20 years. Him and the Big Show, bless him.
So for Survivor Series, what we've established is, first of all, we haven't even talked about this network thing.
We'll get to that in a minute because it's very important.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. It's going to be a free month for the WWE Network.
And they're putting, quote, one of the big, quote, four, end quote,
sure,
for free.
But it's not. So
it's not because I think Money in the Bank's bigger now.
So here's what they're doing. This feels like a free month. They're not giving you a title. They're not giving you a title match in the main event. They're giving you a Survivor Series elimination match, which they don't think too highly of.
We do, but they don't.
So you're getting that main event, which is presumably going to have all your main eventers in that match. So what else are you? So you got that five on five match.
You'll have You'll have the same sort of match, just with no eliminations with the Divas. So there's two matches on
that. Okay, they usually do that. That's true.
Yeah. So you'll have that.
We're going to have probably Dean Ambrose and Bray Wyatt.
Unless
they put him in the tag match.
Yes, unless they put him in. Mark Henry, Big Show.
Yeah, I wouldn't put them in the tag match.
I just thought of something. Jericho's back with the company, but I don't know if he's just for the European bit.
It's just for the European bit.
Okay, so I was going to say, if not, they could have just put Jericho on Team Cena, couldn't they?
That would have been cool. Yeah, but he's... And again, it's Jericho, so you can't take what he says too seriously because he's a worker.
He is. He kayfabes everybody. Kayfabes everyone.
He made it abundantly clear that he's doing the last week of European tour and possibly one SmackDown.
Yeah.
So I don't know what that means.
Hey, he's doing all this because they're bringing out a Chris Jericho DVD next year, I think. So
are they? Are they doing documentary? Yeah.
No, not documentary. We had the documentary already.
Well, they should do.
He hasn't done anything of note since, has he?
How dare you?
What has he done of note? He feuded with Fandango. Hey.
Yeah, they should do a whole documentary on that feud.
No, they should not.
He lost to that man. Fandango beat him. The WWE Network is going to the UK for us, finally.
Indeed, I'm happy about this.
The question for you.
I might be the only person watching, though.
When you get the WWE Network, what is the first thing that you will be partaking in?
I think original content-wise, it'll probably be DX Confidential.
Ah. Indeed, sir.
Just because, you know me, I'm a huge DX fan.
Yeah, you are.
I think they should do more of these controversies, because I think they've done a few of these panels, haven't they?
They should air the
Ric Flair. They should do one with Ric Flair on the whole...
Yeah, the Ric Flair one that got Jim Ross fired.
No, not that one. That's for the video game, wasn't it?
Yeah.
No, they should do the one... They should do a Ric Flair on the Horseman one.
That'd be cool. Didn't they do that?
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Oh, no, that was just a Hall
of Fame. I think they did do that, but they need to release... The confidential, the Ric Flair confidential, whatever.
Yeah, and all of it's edited 30-minute glory.
Indeed.
Yeah. Yeah, well, they announced on Thursday over the press conference call or conference call, Vince McMahon said, "Damn it, nobody's buying our network." And so they cut out the
cheap
commitment.
So it's a monthly fee now, right?
Yeah, you no longer have to wait 6 months to cancel. It's $9.99. That's it. So now it's... True, what they say on TV when they sing the $9.99 song.
Undisclosed fee.
A certain undisclosed monthly sum. So you can buy the show, or you can buy the network, and you'll be fine. So, Fraz, you'll be getting it tonight at 8 p.m. And
at 8 p.m., where the servers will be busy. And
that's a random time, I think.
I think they're trying to go for when people are home and relaxing and whatnot. Watch WWE Network.
So what's that around that time for you, 8 p.m.? That's like, I think, noon here, so... I will be keeping up with you or trying to purchase this network.
Yeah, I'll do what Dez did and just keep refreshing and end up with Greed 2001.
Which is the worst thing you can do, by the way, is refresh. That like makes things way worse on the server. But do it anyway.
But people do it anyway.
People don't know. I think it's awesome. Yeah, nobody's buying the network, which is a bad sign.
It is. Yeah. I think Zack Ryder should turn off his phone.
Yes.
Curtis Axel?
Did we have any cuts this week?
No, not this week.
Okay.
I think R-Truth should turn off his phone as well.
Yes. R-Truth, Johnny Curtis, a.k.a. Fandango.
Yep.
Just keep your phones
on. Curtis Axel. Yeah. What the hell happened to bless his heart, Curtis Axel? Yeah,
especially since his buddy just turned babyface.
Yeah, exactly. He's got nobody now.
Yeah.
Well, you on your own, sucker.
All right. Well, we're going to wrap things up. Send for us suggestions on what he should watch on the network when he gets it. At The Wisp. I'm at Des Delgadillo.
And if you suggest WCW, I will ignore you on the spot.
Forever.
Yeah.
Subscribe on iTunes. Leave reviews. Use the Amazon link at thingsdezsays.net. And that's it. So
purchase things.
Yeah, purchase things. Do it. That'd be very nice.
And buy the True Story of Macho Man Randy Savage DVD.
Is that a documentary or just a series of matches?
Yeah, no, it's a documentary.
Oh, I'm going to pick that up shortly then.
Yeah, it's a documentary. Also, purchase a Chris Jericho book.
Yes, the best
in three formats.
Oh, three formats. Oh, yeah, you can get the hardcover, you can get the Kindle, or you can get the audio book.
Not read by Chris Jericho.
Not read by Chris Jericho. Read by some other guy.
Pretending to be Chris Jericho.
Really?
No.
That'd be hilarious.
That'd be awesome, though.
Chris Jericho should have Lance Storm read his audiobooks.
In the Canadian, in his Team Canada gimmick. Well, he's just serious. Nothing's funny.
Yeah, nothing is funny. I think that's his real self, by the way.
You think?
No, yeah, he doesn't seem to be amused by much.
This is true. He just spends his life working out and watching the WWE Network, doesn't he?
Yeah, I love Lance Storm. Read his Twitter sometime. He's all kinds of serious.
Yeah, I want to see Lance Storm make a joke.
Yeah, I think he's done it once or twice with Brian Alvarez, but it's rare. a unicorn gets its wings when he does.
Indeed.
All right, so do all those things, and if you don't, then Faraz has got two words for you.
Piss off.